Welcome to episode 139 of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes the object so interesting to astronomers. So let's now run the random number generator.
Hey!
The numbers from the random number generator are 7 hours, 44 minutes, 17.5 seconds right ascension, and plus 37 degrees, 53 minutes, 17 seconds declination. This episode's coordinates point to an object named 3C186 in the constellation Lynx. That is a lynx, as in the wild cat. It's a bunch of really faint stars in the northern sky lying between Ursa Major and Gemini. If you live in the northern hemisphere, you've probably looked up at this part of the sky and never realized that the constellation Lynx is located here. Anyway, let's move on to 3C186. If you live in the northern hemisphere, you've probably looked up at this part of the sky and never realized that the object 3C186 is located here. Unless you like looking at the sky with a radio telescope. 3C186 is indeed a very strong radio source. It and many other really bright radio sources were discovered in the 1950s, with many of those discoveries first published in the Third Cambridge Catalogue, which is where the designation 3C comes from. 3C186 just happens to be the 186th object in the catalogue. Like many other objects in the Third Cambridge Catalogue, 3C186 is a distant galaxy containing a quasar. Quasars are a class of active galactic nuclei. These objects consist of supermassive black holes millions or billions of times the mass of the Sun, disks of gas falling into the black holes, and jets of gas emerging from the poles of these disks that are produced when hot infalling gas is deflected away from the black holes by the system's magnetic fields. Those jets of gas produce very strong radio emission. What distinguishes quasars from other types of active galactic nuclei is, first of all, they're really far away, and second, the jets from the quasars are aligned in such a way that one of them points roughly, but not exactly, towards the Earth. 3C186 specifically is a particularly massive galaxy forming from the merger of two smaller but still relatively large galaxies. The object is located within the cluster of galaxies at a distance of about 8 billion light years. No one has produced especially sharp images of the galaxy yet, but the Hubble Space Telescope images indicate that the galaxy is rather distorted, as would be expected for something forming from when two galaxies merge together. The supermassive black hole has a mass of somewhere between 3 and 6 billion times the mass of the Sun, which may actually sound quite large, but is fairly typical for the supermassive black hole in an active galactic nucleus. What is peculiar, though, is that the quasar is not in the galaxy's nucleus, but actually in a location about 36,000 light-years away from the center of the galaxy forming in this merger process. It's also moving at a speed of 2,140 kilometers per second relative to the center of the galaxy. That is highly unusual. First of all, we can't exactly continue to call this an active galactic nucleus. It's more like an active galactic off-center type of thing. Much more importantly, though, this poses a major question. How did an object with a mass that is billions of times the mass of the Sun escape from the center of a galaxy? This is actually a phenomenon that involves general relativity and gravitational waves, which are things that are usually relevant in extreme situations involving merging black holes. So the two galaxies that have merged together must have each started out with their own supermassive black hole in their nuclei. However, it is likely that one of the black holes was larger than the other. As the galaxies merged, the supermassive black holes themselves would not have merged right away, but instead would have gotten close enough that they could orbit each other. When black holes get really close to each other, they start radiating energy in the form of gravitational waves. But since one black hole is larger than the other, the gravitational waves would have been emitted more strongly in one direction in the black hole's rotating frame of reference. Once the black holes merged, the asymmetric gravitational wave emission towards one direction would have resulted in the final black hole being given a kick out of the center of the galaxy in the opposite direction. This phenomenon, which is called recoil, is the most likely explanation for what happened to the supermassive black hole that used to be in the center of 3C186. This type of recoil is quite rare. For decades, researchers have been working on trying to predict the weird effects of what would happen if black holes merge. But potential, but not necessarily positively confirmed, recoiling supermassive black holes that have been ejected from their host galaxies have only been identified since 2010. And the one in 3C186 was only announced in the paper published in 2017 that was led by Marco Chiaberge. So, for astrophysicists who want to understand how general relativity and gravitational waves work during black hole mergers, 3C186 is one of the very rare but one of the very best objects in the sky to study. The location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of 3C186 in the sky is a place called Fucheng County outside of Hengshui, China. I really tried to find information about this part of China. And even though Fucheng County has a population of over 350,000 people, which would be a notable city in some parts of the world, I can't really find any useful information about the place. If you want to find useful information about my podcast, you can visit the website at www.randomastronomicalobject.com, where you can read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Endy, and the sound effects are from the Freesound Project at www.freesound.org. Thanks for listening.